is unfortunate that such a prime site is in that condition. Unfortunately, the owner seems to have a bit of a record of collecting buildings in fairly good locations for tourism use and then leaving them empty. However, it would be helpful if it could be got up and running. I would fully agree with that. I am aware that from discussions that have taken place with the Sefton Group that they are, and I quote, carrying out a full strategic review of their portfolio of buildings for development potential, including the Castle Mona, and it is understood that the Sefton Group will be making a public announcement in this regard in the early summer.